This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. How absolutely arrogant for any man to demand that others refer to him as Reverend. Does it matter to modern preachers or priests that not one of the apostles or any other first century preachers ever used that title or accepted it? The apostles were very humble men. They would have been appalled if someone had referred to them as Reverend or as the Right Reverend or the Most Holy Father. When trouble over preachers arose in the church at Corinth, Paul let the Corinthian Christians know that he was simply a servant of Christ. He did not downgrade the work of preachers, but he did put their work in proper perspective. He asked the Corinthians, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man?" 1 Corinthians 3:5. The word minister does not mean preacher, although all faithful preachers are ministers. The word means servant. Do the words servant and reverend seem to fit the same person? Paul encouraged his Corinthian brothers and sisters not to give allegiance to any preacher, including himself. Although Paul was an apostle, he knew the credit for his work belonged to God, not to himself. In his great chapter on the resurrection, Paul informed the Corinthians, "I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace was not bestowed upon me in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was in me." 1 Corinthians 15:9-10. Paul was not seeking worldly glory. He was just grateful and rejoiced when the gospel was being preached, regardless of the attitude of the preacher. Philippians 1:17-18. Paul pleaded with the Corinthians, "Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." 1 Corinthians 4:1. The word account means to reason, to think, or to suppose. The English Standard Version translates the Greek regard. The adverb so suggests that the thinking we do about preachers should be in harmony with what Paul had previously written about them. That is, that preachers must not be placed on a pedestal or given honor that belongs to God alone. I must emphasize again that preachers, like all other Christians, are ministers or servants. They are priests like all other Christians. They are pastors only if they are elders of the Lord's church. Why not just call them preachers or evangelists or Christians? Why do we have to set preachers above other servants? Incidentally, the word minister in this verse is not the same word used in 1 Corinthians 3:5 and in many other passages, although I doubt if there is any substantial difference between the two words. The New Testament writers use the Greek word huperetos, of officers, Matthew 5:25, and of the minister of the synagogue, Luke 4:20. The word literally means an under-rower, but probably does not refer to any special class of servants. It is almost certainly synonymous with the Greek diakonos, the more common word for servant. Vine says the word came to denote any subordinate acting under another's directions. Volume 3, page 72. The term does not place the preacher above his brothers and sisters in Christ. We are all under someone else's directions. Paul, Apollos, and Cephas were the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. The word steward appears 10 times in the Greek New Testament and is always translated steward except one time. The King James Version, oddly enough, renders the Greek chamberlain in reference to Erastus in Romans 16:23. The word literally means the law of the house. The steward was actually a servant over other servants. He was always acting under someone else's orders. Vine says the word primarily denoted the manager of a household or an estate. Volume 4, page 74. Paul, Silas, and all faithful preachers are stewards of the mysteries of God. Thank you, and may God bless you.